You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is, well, it's the Ides of March, 2021, March 15th. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching American Journal on Infowars.com and band.video. Tons of news to get to. Lots of videos to show you today. I'm going to try to get to all of them, as well as, of course, your phone calls. But first, I want to play this video. It is by our very own John Bowne. It can be found at band.video and Infowars.com. It's titled America's Demise Under Biden. Let's roll it.
It's all going to add up sooner than later. The Biden administration, hiding behind razor wire and dementia, will ignore, fabricate, and politicize everything until they have lost the tenuous grip they have on the steering wheel of the United States.
Here's what to expect. The old fence in red with its barbed wire is coming down, but a smaller fence in blue is now up. It's on the other side of 3rd Street, which will soon open to car traffic. Capitol Police tell us the wire moved from the tall fence will just go to the smaller fence.
The questions are piling up for President Biden, who now becomes the first president in a century to not hold a solo press conference.
He took questions actually twice yesterday.
It's not just the American people concerned with Biden's inability to hold a press conference. The whole world is watching.
Let's go. That was aides to President Joe Biden there hurrying the press corps away as they shouted questions at an unresponsive commander-in-chief in Washington. The incident occurred towards the end of the visit by Biden to W.S. Jenks & Son, which is a hardware store in the nation's capital that benefited from his temporary extension of the Paycheck Protection Program for smaller businesses. After watching Biden interact with store owners and employees for about 10 minutes, reporters began shouting a series of questions at him to no avail. And his team were very quick to respond to the sudden pressure on the president. They started yelling, "Come on, press, you gotta go," as the reporters were quickly removed from the scene.
The same goes for the dust clouds forming at our southern border as cartels, pestilence, and the Clarendon Piven bulwark flow into the devastated and COVID-frozen economy of the United States.
The border is not open.
Chris, in the last 24 hours, you've had 1,940 apprehensions just in the last 24 hours. How bad are these numbers? You've been doing this for most of your adult life. How bad is it? Put this in perspective.
Yeah, this is the worst I've ever seen. Unfortunately, I think there's more to come. I don't think this is a high point by any stretch of the imagination.
There is a crisis on the Texas border right now with the overwhelming number of people who are coming across the border. This crisis is a result of President Biden's open border policies.
Today we learned the 13 people killed in a horrific crash in California Tuesday were smuggled through a hole in a border fence before their SUV, packed with 25 people, collided into a semi-truck a short time later.
Last week, Customs and Border Protection had about 1,300 children in their custody. Yesterday, that number was 3,400.
The facts are these. There are more children, about 600-700 more children, unaccompanied children, coming over the border. This is a humanitarian challenge to all of us. What the administration has inherited is a broken system at the border, and they are working to correct that.
Do you think the American people are not being well informed?
Oh, no, they're not. You've got over 29,000 juveniles in custody right now in the last 2 months. When President Biden decided to sign that executive order, that created this monster.
While the events in Portland that exploded over the past few days, when the radical left owns your town, completely ignored by Biden and his media goons. Meanwhile, the possible time bomb in Minnesota resulting from an acquittal due to the facts in the George Floyd case could make the Capitol riot look like a walk in the park. No matter how hard the media tries to hide it, all of this and much more will add up. But the joke's on us. Of course, it's all by design. Joe Biden is the New World Order's wrecking ball.
The general public has finally figured out why I'm upset. They figured out that the globalists are literally trying to kill us. They're trying to take over civilization and society. And they depend on the public being ignorant. That's why Jesus said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Like our bodies are made up of all these tissues and all these systems that die without essential vitamins and minerals. And that's why they don't want you to know about essential vitamins and minerals, because it's so simple, because you won't be under their control anymore. Well, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the highest quality vitamin mineral fusion system out there in a liquid vitamin form, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just an incredible formula at a great price, it funds the InfoWar at the same time. No other product you can buy does that. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, it's back in stock, 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm going to keep it at that until it sells out. So take action today and give it to your friends and family as a gift.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You are watching American Journal. You can wake up each morning to American Journal text alerts by texting Wake Up USA to 833-470-0438. And, of course, if you text that number and sign up for the alerts, well, there may be some special offers coming to you very shortly. We're working on that behind the scenes. Today is a very interesting show. We have lots of videos to show you, and we'll get to those just as soon as possible. And, of course, Dan Lyman will be joining me as a special guest in the third hour, and we'll be taking your calls throughout the show, but especially in that third hour, we'll be taking your calls. And Dan Lyman and I will be doing our best to answer your questions or take your comments about any and all topics under the sun. But first, here it is, your daily dispatch. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for March 15th, 2021. Yesterday was the Grammys, apparently. Here's a story from Gateway Pundit. Cardi B serves up vulgar performance at the Grammys. Media praises her for her sex-positive production and the female empowerment it embodies. A basically pornographic display, making the Grammys just yet another American institution no longer able to be enjoyed by the vast majority of decent Americans. Yet another used to be a cultural moment where we'd all tune together and see the best stars of the year. It's now something that, well, you wouldn't let a 12-year-old watch, not with parental supervision. Just yet another hallmark of our culture overtaken by the woke left and turned into some pornographic satanic display. Dr. Seuss and Looney Tunes are too offensive to be aired on television, but Cardi B's filthy and pornographic performance at the Grammys is sex positive. Of course, this is the number one story about the Grammys. The media applauded Cardi B for her glorious twerking and delivered one of the most memorable Grammy performances of all time. Gateway Pundit notes, this country cannot survive this moral rot. And I couldn't agree more. Of course, one of the other interesting things about the Grammy is that there's currently a mask mandate in Los Angeles where violations can carry a $1,000 fine or 6 months in jail. But apparently it's not a concern if you're a celebrity at the Grammys. Celeb parties are no big deal, but a family party in L.A. and the mayor can turn off your power. This is, of course, reported by Robbie Starbuck on Twitter, who goes on to say, is everyone understanding what BS this is yet? The elite still party while you lose your business, your jobs, and kids commit suicide from lockdowns. Those are the rules they want you to accept. If you're still willing to accept that deal, you must love being controlled. Even now, L.A. County is shutting off the electricity for small businesses because they dared to try to save their business by staying open, all while they allow celebrities to throw parties in prime time. Rules for thee, but not for me. And again, if you're in favor of this, as Robbie Starbuck notes, you must just love being controlled. Viewers outraged as celebrities flout mask rules at the Grammys. No, no, you don't understand. Those rules are for you, peasant. Those are for you to observe, serfs. We up here in the nobility, we have to be able to twerk without anything obstructing our airwaves. It's very important that we gloriously twerk on the face of your dying empire. Meanwhile, on slightly more important topics, Senator Ted Cruz demands a meeting with the USMC commandant over political attacks on Tucker Carlson and conservatives. Senator Ted Cruz addressed a letter to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin on Sunday questioning the disturbing trend of left-wing political advocacy on part of the uniformed service members in the U.S. military. Cruz requested a meeting with the commandant of the Marine Corps over the matter. And we will read from this article, or this letter, rather, more extensively later in the program, but here's a quick excerpt. Ted Cruz says, quote, "I'm deeply troubled by the commitments you made and the military's broader obligation to avoid political endorsements and controversy are being systematically undermined for the sake of left-wing ideology and political expediency. The last week has witnessed the Pentagon mobilize systematic public attacks against television host Tucker Carlson that in substance, tone, and political resonance are inexplicably inappropriate." And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Looks like states' rights are making a comeback, as we see with this post from Infowars.com. In Virginia, Republican Attorney General candidate promises to declare Democrat gun laws unconstitutional. Chuck Smith, a Republican candidate for Attorney General of Virginia, declared Democrat gun laws unconstitutional and called for big government gun grabs a hate crime in a video laying out his plans to restore Virginians' Second Amendment rights upon winning office. He's a Virginia-based Marine Corps veteran and attorney. He's one of four candidates seeking the GOP nod to compete to be his next the state's next attorney general. He appears to be the front runner. Second Amendment issues are at the forefront of the attorney general's race following 2 years of near constant assaults on Virginians' gun rights by Bloomberg-sponsored Democrats who won control of the state's legislature in 2019 amid massive redistricting efforts. So Godspeed to him, and hopefully some hope for Virginians on the horizon if they can get their act together. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has been savaged for his plan to cut numbers of, quote, white men in science and engineering. Mayor Sadiq Khan says he wants fewer white men working in science and engineering. His plan to fix the situation has sparked a furious backlash online, this also at Infowars.com. He says, quote, "There's no good reason why 65% of people working in science and engineering should be white men," Khan tweeted on Saturday, citing figures from the British Science Association. Khan went on to claim that, quote, "inequality costs people's futures and an economy billions," but reassured voters that they're working on fixing it. They'll fix those white men. They'll make sure that no more white men are allowed to be science or engineers. Of course, he's very concerned that 65% of the engineers are white in a country that is 86% white. So we're going by their own method of determination. I would say that white people are underserved, right? Underrepresented in the science and engineering. And we actually should probably be encouraging white men into science and engineering. Maybe we should rob the livelihoods of the black and brown people that are stealing the white man's jobs. This is how ridiculous the discourse is becoming there in Britain. This also breaking from Infowars.com yesterday. Marvelous Marvin Hagler executed by COVID-19 vaccine. Boxing world champion was struggling in an ICU on Saturday after taking the vaccine, according to reports. More vaccine news coming up later in the program. The Biden administration has now ordered the disaster agency FEMA to help with the child migrant surge. Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has directed FEMA to support a government-wide effort over the next 90 days to safely receive, shelter, and transfer unaccompanied children who make the dangerous journey to the U.S. southwest border. Quick, get them into communities in America. Quick, we need all hands on deck. Not to stop them from coming across, not to send them back where they came from, but no, quickly, everybody come help get them into America as quickly as possible. We need help. Of course, I love this article from GatewayPundit.com. Demon Pelosi blames Joe Biden's border crisis on Donald Trump because, of course, she did. Of course she did. It's all Donald Trump's fault. Well, you know, what more do we have to say about that? Back to some vaccine news here. Netherlands becomes the latest country to suspend use of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine over concerns of possible serious side effects. Dutch health minister has decided to prevent people from getting the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine for at least 2 weeks while an investigation into possible serious side effects from the jab is undertaken by the European Medicines Agency. Ireland also made that same decision on Sunday, suspending the use of AstraZeneca vaccine after four new cases of people suffering serious blood clotting after receiving the shot were reported in Norway. Denmark stopped offering AstraZeneca vaccine jabs on Thursday after some recipients developed blood clots, and Norway followed suit. Here's a story from ZeroHedge.com, which should probably concern you if you care about living for the foreseeable future. The U.S. keeps losing every simulated war game against China. We'll get into this more later in the program. Basically, for years, decades even, every time they have a simulated war game against China, the failure of America is swift and total. And finally, Vatican here now bars gay union blessing, says God can't bless sin. How dare they? How dare they not bless the homosexual marriages? I thought they were the progressive Catholics after all.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having a strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would, and now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. It is American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. I'll go ahead and give out the phone number right now. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539, taking your calls and comments on any and all stories you may have found here or elsewhere today. The Ides of March. That number again, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call with your comments and observations. We're excited to take those. You know, across America right now, American cities are embroiled in massive riots and civil unrest as protests over Breonna Taylor and George Floyd spiral out of control in cities like L.A. and Louisville. You have mobs in Portland attempting to burn down a courthouse shortly after the fences were removed from around that federal property. Seattle as well facing violent insurrection. Meanwhile, mass shootings in Chicago, businesses vandalized all over California, a total crisis on the border, hundreds of thousands of people pouring across the border on a biweekly basis, complete collapse surrounding us. Meanwhile, in Europe, Canada, and elsewhere, huge, huge protests against the COVID lockdown and mandatory vaccines are taking place and meeting with violent backlash from the powers there. So in the next segment, or perhaps two, it may take us a little while to get through all of these, I'm going to show you the footage of these protests, incredibly violent reactions by the police in those places, and try to lay out exactly how dangerous this medical tyranny is. Here's a clip of a guest on the Rebel news program who lays out exactly how dangerous this tyranny is and how once it gets into place, nothing short of total revolution will ever shake it off of us again. Let's go now to this this video. It's titled on Twitter, "Once you give in to medical tyranny, they can forcibly inject you with whatever they want."
I saw the exact same. A lot of people saw it. There was a UN document. This is common knowledge. And it basically outlined the lockdowns, and they just gave it to each country and allowed each country to tweak it for their own people, to make it more palpable for their people, and to give the impression that it wasn't an international document disseminated to all countries to make it people think that every country made up their own rules. No. The five levels of lockdown were in there. In a place like Ireland, they went level 1 to 5. In a place like Canada, where we like colors, now we got green to gray. It's still five levels of lockdown. All the five levels are identical. They used Australia as the model for the fifth level of lockdown, where you can't leave your house, you can't go can't literally do anything. And that's what they really want to do here. Well, I heard about the mandatory quarantine hotels, and I knew right away it's a complete violation of our rights. And the only reason they're doing it is because they want to convince you to accept the vaccine passport. I want to stress that. Everything that they're doing, closing your business, closing your gym, forcing you to wear a mask, all the stuff they're doing is to try to convince you that it's a good idea for you to go along with this idea of a vaccine passport so they can vaccinate you multiple times a year, every year, and then use that as an excuse to prevent you from travel, work, congregating, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And if you think it's a conspiracy theory, they already have it in place in Israel, and they've already made it quite clear that if you don't get vaccinated, you're going to be relegated to small shops and grocery stores, and you're basically shunned from the rest of society. And that's what they want. They want a complete medical tyranny on you. Once you give in to medical tyranny and you do not have bodily autonomy, and they can literally forcibly inject you with whatever they want as a pretense for you to live your life, are you free? Absolutely not. That's the most invasive violation of our rights thus far. And that's why they waited an entire year of demoralizing you and destroying your life and making you as hopeless as possible so you will not just accept it, you will beg for it. That's what they're doing. They're doing psychological warfare on you to weaken you to the point where you will not only accept defeat, you will accept perpetual defeat for the rest of your life.
Perpetual defeat for the rest of your life. I could not have said it better myself. Chris Sky is the man's name. The article there at Rebel News. Stop being weak. Stand up for your rights. If you're not aware of where this goes or just how dangerous the establishment of this tyranny is, You're just not paying attention. Now, right now, there are massive protests going on. Let's go to this first clip, clip number two. This is a massive protest in Canada of people protesting against the lockdown. Just look at the size of this crowd, folks. Just absolutely huge. Spans several city blocks of closely packed humanity, all protesting against the COVID lockdown. We've seen nothing like this in America. Strange. We're supposed to be the land of the free. We're supposed to be the people who actually care about preventing the government from dictating your everyday life. And yet we're seeing nothing of the sort here in America, while massive, massive, massive protests are taking place in Canada, the Netherlands, Germany, and other places. Let's go now to clip number nine. Here's a massive protest in Germany. And as you can see, people are getting a little bit heated about it. Here's that protest in Germany. You can see the police sort of haphazardly attempting to pull people out of the protest and really being overwhelmed by the sheer number of people at the protests as the police scramble. And you can see the panic in their actions as they attempt to have some sort of police line, as it is completely overrun by the sheer weight of the protests. Again, this going on in Germany, protesting against the lockdowns, where people have had enough and are letting it be known that they will not be experiments for this experimental vaccine, and they have had enough of it. Well, here's some footage again from Germany, clip number 10, showing that people will only take so much as police attempt to stop the protest and once again are overwhelmed by the sheer number of protesters. You see a police officer taken to the ground, kicking to get up. Of course, people let him up. They aren't actually trying to hurt the police. They're just trying to express their dissent from the dictates of the government, and are receiving blows to the face from the police and are simply defending themselves against it. But this is the key aspect of this. It's highly unpopular. It's a complete violation of your bodily autonomy and your basic freedom to exist in your own country on your own terms. And this violation is being enforced by black-clad, helmeted, baton-wielding thugs in black, fully armored, beating the hell out of regular citizens across the country. It's really incredibly troubling. And I'm going to show you some videos from the Netherlands that really puts this into perspective. Let's go to clip number four. This is three police officers beating a nonviolent unarmed man in the head with batons. Let's roll this clip. Here you see the shield-wielding thugs of the government. They're massive bash to the man's face, bash to the man's head, smashing his wrist for holding, and there another just completely savage bashing to the man's face. They're hitting him in the knee, hitting him in the back of the head. We'll go ahead and let this roll again, just so you can, again, see how incredibly violent this is. This is what you get. This is what you get for saying you don't want to be in the lockdown. This is what you get for being in a park without their permission. It's what you get for holding on to your bicycle. They'll break your knee, they'll break your jaw, they'll break your teeth out, and they'll do it under the guise of it's for your safety. And these guys aren't holding back. This isn't out of necessity. This isn't because the guy is fighting back against them. This is tyranny, cut and dry.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalist. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. In this segment, we'll continue to show you some really shocking videos of police crackdown, totally violent reaction to the protests against the COVID-19 lockdowns. And just know that we here at InfoWars are one of the only widespread popular media outlets that's actually standing up against the COVID lockdown. Even places like Fox News, every time I happen to accidentally tune into them, they're talking about how quickly the vaccines need to be rolled out and how everybody needs to get their vaccine, how they're mad that the vaccines aren't being rolled out faster. When, of course, this is the ultimate result of all of the COVID lockdowns, as Chris Skye noted in the last segment. It's all to get you to beg to have your bodily autonomy and your freedom of existence, beg to have that curtailed because of the COVID vaccine and lockdown. So, folks, if you want to support one of the only outlets out here actually speaking truth to power and actually standing up against these tyrants, you got to support InfoWars.com. You do so by going to InfoWarsStore.com. We are now in the final minutes of the final hours of the InfoWars Essential Sales, up to 50% our top-selling products, including vitamin Mineral Fusion. That's back in stock and 50% off, plus free shipping. You also have our new Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support. That's 40% off, even though it's a brand new product and selling out fast. So if you are perhaps thrown off your game because of daylight savings time, having trouble getting back into your correct rhythm of sleep, might I suggest you try a little down and out liquid sleep support at night to get your full night of rest, and then maybe a little Turbo Force or InfoWars coffee to wake you up in the morning. I know I've said it before, our coffee is something we don't plug enough because it is the finest product, I believe, or the finest cup of coffee you can find, drip coffee. I mean, I'm partial to espresso, a little macchiato, a little cappuccino. I almost never get the swill that you find at places like Starbucks, the drip coffee, and it's disgusting, but not the InfoWars coffee. The InfoWars coffee is incredibly tasty. Wake Up America coffee is how I wake up every single morning. Oh, you have to join the waiting list. All right, I shouldn't even be plugging it because you can't buy it right now. I'm sorry, I'm teasing you here. I'm teasing you with something you can't even buy. I guess stick to the Turbo Force for now. That's also delicious and even more incredibly, incredibly effective. Now, let's get back into some of these clips. Of course, Dan Lyman will be joining me in the third hour to take your calls, and we'll go to your calls just as soon as possible. But I have a lot of really shocking clips to show you. Even more, let's go back to the Netherlands, where we see, again, shield and baton-wielding black-clad thugs beating the hell out of peaceful protesters for daring to say they want to get their lives back to normal and they're sick of the COVID lockdown tyranny. Of course, remember, this is for your safety. This is for your own good. It's for your health that they will break your jaw with a baton and push you in front of a moving van. That's exactly what you're about to see here. Is police officer in civilian clothing pushing a harmless female protester in front of a moving van. Let's roll this clip. Boom, there it is, the one with the yellow umbrella. Absolutely savage. But again, these people think what they're doing is good. They're serving the state. They're following orders. This is what they're supposed to do. Who knows? That woman had brain damage. She'd crack her skull on the bumper of that van. Well, who cares? It's for her own good. She's daring to stand up against the tyrannical lockdown measures of her government. She deserves death. She deserves to have her skull shattered. She deserves to be run over. She deserves to have the back of her head smashed in with a baton because she's standing up against tyranny. And tyranny must have its way. Again, I mean, this is what you get for standing up for your own rights in the Netherlands. Let's go now to, again, another clip here in the Netherlands, clip number 12. This is Dutch police beating a protester with a baton. And again, just absolutely savage the way this guy beats the hell out of a peaceful protester. There he's spraying him with mace. And then the guy's just trying to calmly walk away. And he's just getting beaten in the back of the head with about a 3-foot-long baton. There the guy's using two hands, like a baseball bat, just smashing into the ground, give him a good spray with the pepper spray. There's he's trying to walk away, hit him once in the back, smash him once in the back of the head. And then who knows what happens from there on out. Again, this is what's justified. This thug in his iridescent vest thinks he's doing the right thing. He's a big man. He's following the government orders. And he's cracking down and cracking skulls on behalf of his globalist masters. Dutch police break up new lockdown protests before election gets underway. Again, this is in the same country where massive Black Lives Matter protests were allowed to go on without interruption. Same thing in UK, Germany, here in America. If you want to protest for something that serves the global elite, well, they'll allow you to do that. They'll support you. They'll kneel for you. They'll dance with you. They'll celebrate with you. They'll call it a great thing. If you dare to stand up against their dictates and actually stand up against the fact that you're being forced to lock down, your businesses being closed, your children being psychologically scarred, well, prepare to have your jaw broken, your skull smashed, and be shoved in front of a moving van. And finally, we go to one more clip here from the Dutch Netherlands. This is clip. It just gets more crazy as the clip goes on. This is one you just sent me, guys. Is that in the trike? Yeah, here it is. You see a guy on the ground being bitten by a police dog trying to fend off the jaws of the dog while his head is being smashed by batons. Here comes a horse trampling in to smash other protesters out of the way in case they thought about attempting to defend this person, who again is holding a dog's ears as the dog is viciously trying to bite him in the face. and his wrists, neck, and head is being beaten by batons. These are the good guys. It's for your safety. This is to help you. What they want is for you just to roll over. What they want is for you to say, you know what? It's not worth it. It's not worth getting beaten in the street, trampled by horses, run over by vans in an attempt to just beg our government to just allow us to continue to live our lives despite the hoax of the COVID-19 deadly pandemic that didn't rise the death rate whatsoever and is largely on its way out regardless of the vaccines or not. Let's go now to clip number three so we can see what they're attempting to berate you into, what they're attempting to violently smash your culture into. This is a little clip from Israel of them showing how the vaccine passport works. Let's play it now.
Then they go to HomeSpace or any gym app, and they scan everything inside.
And can I ask, can it only be used by people who have been vaccinated?
Yes. Only
okay. Or recovered.
Recovered. Yes.
Okay, recovered. Okay.
No test.
No test.
So recovery or vaccine. We want to
Do it here. Green passport. Yeah. This is the green passport, and this is going to be the path of many countries. So we can go inside?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
So there you go. If you get the vaccine, if you let them jab you, if you submit to their dictates, no matter how irrational, no matter how nonsensical they are, if you submit to them, oh, you're given the run of the world. Israel rolls out vaccine passport system. Israel is implementing a program requiring people to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination before accessing facilities like gyms. But it's not just gyms, is it? It's stores, malls, public areas. You'll have to scan your passport, and they're attempting to roll this out across the world. So either submit to them, or you'll be excluded from daily life. You'll be disallowed from making purchases, from going out, from seeing shows, from going to the movies, from going to the gym. No, you'll have to submit to them first. And if you try to stand up and say, this is wrong, this is weird, this is tyranny predicated on medical absurdities, well, prepare to get your face smashed in. Prepare to be beaten half to death. That's what you get. So this is all working in tandem. This is all part of exactly the same platform of control, platform of tyranny, to get you to submit to their green pass, their global vaccine passport. Reminder that the WHO is now in talks with China to let them run the worldwide vaccine passport organization. So technologically keeping you utterly enslaved and medical experimentation carried out on you in exchange for your freedom. Stand up now or submit. The choice is yours.
The general public has finally figured out why I'm upset. They figured out that the globalists are literally trying to kill us. They're trying to take over civilization and society. And they depend on the public being ignorant. That's why Jesus said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Like our bodies are made up of all these tissues and all these systems that die without essential vitamins and minerals. And that's why they don't want you to know about essential vitamins and minerals, because it's so simple, because you won't be under their control anymore. Well, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the highest quality vitamin mineral fusion system out there in a liquid vitamin form, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just an incredible formula at a great price, it funds the InfoWar at the same time. No other product you can buy does that. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, it's back in stock, 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm going to keep it at that until it sells out. So take action today and give it to your friends and family as a gift.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3G chess, 5G chess, he's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on with global government and the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, the energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Dan Lyman will be joining me in the third hour to discuss some more of what's going on there in Europe, where we see just absolutely brutal crackdowns against people standing up and saying, hey, maybe don't destroy my life. Maybe don't psychologically scar my children. Maybe don't destroy my small business. All on the justification of a virus with no more lethality than your average case of the flu. Truly incredible stuff. We'll be taking your calls throughout the program. We'll start with that right now. Let's go to Rennell in New York. We want to talk about Florida and the COVID hoax. Thanks for calling in, Rennell. You're on the air.
Hey, hi, Harrison. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Good morning. I'm doing well.
I recently went to Florida, and I actually went to Alfie Oaks's seat to table store. And you know, nobody's wearing a mask. Nobody's social distancing or any of that crap.
Did you see Alex Jones there?
It was the week before Alex came. I wish I had known.
Yeah.
I wish I had known. But anyway, people are giving fist bumps, hugs, shaking hands, and Harrison, there's no spread, no spread.
Yeah, I actually saw a headline today, try to find it. Essentially, New York in the last month has had more death and more coronavirus cases than New York. Or I'm sorry, New York has had more than Florida, despite Florida being completely open and New York still being pretty much totally shuttered. It's totally absurd. These completely pointless mask mandates and lockdown mandates. And you can tell, I mean, they're just, you know, for lack of a better word, they're pulling them out of their butts. I mean, Fauci goes on CNN and is like, yeah, no, maybe 3 feet's fine. Maybe 3 feet's a fine distance. Yeah, I don't know. Who cares? He's just making it up as he goes along. The point is that you follow without questioning whatever dictates that they say. It's totally ridiculous. So you're based in New York, but you visited Florida. Just what was the contrast and difference between those two places, Rennell?
Nobody's wearing masks, and people aren't afraid to shake your hand. I mean, I shook a lot of hands. I gave a lot of fist bumps, hung out on the beach.
Yeah.
Nobody's scared. And many stores have signs saying face covering required, but really, Harrison, nobody really gives a damn.
It's great. It's almost like it was a year ago, right? Just last year in a couple days, 350 days ago, when we all just lived our lives without the, government forcing us to make these ridiculous changes to our everyday lives, destroying our economy, cracking down on the ability of small businesses to maintain while giving billions and billions of dollars to the largest corporations in the world. It's totally ridiculous.
Harrison, second point is on my train ride back from Florida, you were made to wear a facial covering, like obstructing your breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Now I need to emphasize, for anybody who rides public transit, whether it's buses, trains, airplanes, whatever it is you ride, if it's public transit, you need to protest the facial covering mandates on public transit.
Yeah, because as we've pointed out, it'll rapidly become that you have to have the vaccine. And sort of the most amazing thing about the clip that we played about Israel's rollout of the vaccine, they make it very clear that a test is not enough. You can have a test that says, I do not have COVID-19. You can have a test
Correct.
That day that says, I have no COVID-19, no signs of COVID-19. I'm totally clean and clear. I cannot pass it to anybody else. I do not have it. That's not enough. You have to have the vaccine, and that's what will be rolling out. So soon it will be that you cannot use public transportation without the COVID vaccine, without your vaccine passport. Of course, you can recover from COVID-19, and then you have the antibodies that way. Thank you so much for the call, Rennell. We got to move on to some other callers. Let's go now to Eduardo in New York. I want to talk about the Wake Up America podcast. Thanks for calling, Eduardo. You're on the air.
Awesome. How you doing, Harrison Smith? Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling in because I had listened to this podcast on SoundCloud called Wake Up America, and the lady speaking sounds to be Representative Marlene Ananinski. I think that's her last name. That was a lot of like chilling details on like kind of what she was saying. I don't know if you guys have heard about that or anything, because you guys haven't talked about it. And I just wanted to know if you guys knew anything about it.
I'll check it out. I have not heard of it. What was what topic was she discussing?
It was literally discussing about the deep state and how everything that's going on with the, you know, the child trafficking and the adrenochrome and all of that. And she kind of, you know, describes out like people who, I guess, have been arrested. Like she said, go to DuckDuckGo, and an article was there about Hillary Clinton getting arrested, and it kind of shows like how it happened. I guess she got arrested by Navy SEALs, and then she's in Guantanamo at this point. I don't know how accurate it is, but it's just what I've been listening to lately. So I just wanted to see how accurate any of that is. Because I listen to you guys like all the time, and I trust you guys' judgment a lot.
Well, I'll check it out. I can tell you that I've not heard of Hillary Clinton being arrested, although I've heard the Q rumors for, you know, the last few years that this type of thing is happening. Here's a fact check from USA Today. Hillary Clinton was not arrested by Navy SEALs acting on Trump's orders. Yeah, that was 5 days ago. Maybe the rare time that the USA Today fact check is actually correct on this. You would hear about it. I mean, that type of thing would not be carried out in secret. And, you know, I think one of the interesting things about what's going on with the military these days, and we'll go over it in the next hour, this letter from Senator Ted Cruz demanding a meeting with the Marine commandant over the political attacks on Tucker Carlson. I think it's pretty obvious that our military is not the patriotic force that Q and others would lead you to believe. Even the highest echelons of the U.S. military is now inhabited by neo-communist organizers and political activists, which is utterly terrifying that those are the people that are now in control of the most powerful army in the history of the world. But we'll get into that, and we'll get into the war games with China and how exactly horrible those are going in the next hour. Thanks so much for the call, Edward. Let's go to Ty in South Carolina. He wants to talk about Facebook censorship. Thanks for calling in, Ty. You're on the air.
What's up? What's up? How you doing, Harrison?
I'm doing well, sir.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much.
I just wanted to talk about this Facebook censorship. I ran into a headline on Disclosed TV on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
It was talking about how anything with a vaccine in it is basically going to be censored, and it's going to limit the reach, so nobody's going to see it.
Yep.
And just going back to this boxer that just died, I think that was what triggered that. Now, I posted an article last night, and it immediately got fact-checked. And it's like, man, this is coming from a quote from Tommy Hearns. Like, how are you going to censor someone's quote? And it's just getting ridiculous at this point, man.
Yeah, it really is getting absurd. Here's the headline from Disclosed.tv. Facebook to label all posts about COVID-19 vaccines. They'll limit the reach of content from users who share content marked as false by fact checkers. Of course, we know how inaccurate their fact checking is. So now it's just, even if you're saying something positive about the vaccine, they're still going to label it because it's just an overabundance of caution. I think it's an interesting interesting observation you've made about the fact that this comes shortly after the death of that incredible boxer, Marvelous. Wasn't that his name? Marvelous. I wasn't aware of the guy, but apparently he was a big name, and he's just the latest in a long line of celebrities, especially black celebrities, like black sportsmen. Yeah, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, killed by the COVID-19 vaccine. It's something that is getting a lot of people talking, and they cannot have you questioning the vaccine, even though up to, I guess, 9 or 10 countries now are removing AstraZeneca vaccine from rotation. Now that there are massive blood clots occurring, we're seeing, young, healthy women die just a few days after the COVID vaccine, following multiple days of very intense side effects, and then they end up dead. I mean, people are starting to ask questions now. So Facebook and all the big tech companies are linking arms, going hand to hand together to censor anybody from even discussing it, because they'll inject you with it, but you're not allowed to talk about it. Incredibly disturbing. Thanks so much for the call, Ty. We'll get to more of your calls and more headlines on the other side, folks. Stay with us.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you, because we know we're all in this together.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
America is back. I speak today as President of the United States at the very start of my administration, and I'm sending a clear message to the world. America is back. The Transatlantic Alliance is back.
Few realize just how dug in the massively unpopular, illegitimate President Joe Biden is.
What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board, and that was it.
Aside from his family's obvious compromise to the Chinese communist death machine.
And so the idea I'm not going to speak out against what he's doing in Hong Kong, what he's doing with the Uyghurs in western mountains of China and Taiwan, trying to end the one China policy by making it forceful. I said, and by the way, he said he gets it. Culturally, there are different norms at each country, and their leaders are expected to follow.
And a Ukrainian crime syndicate.
Look, I said, leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Joe Biden has always been a staunch zealot of the New World Order.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
In the summer of 1992, Delaware Senator Joseph Biden delivered 3 speeches to the United States Senate. They were a testament to Biden's worship of progressive buffoon Woodrow Wilson, who crippled the United States 108 years ago after being bamboozled by the globalist snakes that installed the Federal Reserve.
So here we had the banking cartel doing exactly that. They went into partnership with the federal government of the United States. Now, it's easy to see why the bankers would want a cartel. That is to enhance their profit margins and to protect themselves. But you might wonder, why would government want to go along with it? Well, it was to the mutual benefit of both, I can assure you.
Biden titled these pleas to the Senate, flying in the face of American sovereignty, the threshold of the New World Order, the Wilsonian vision, and American foreign policy in the 1990s and beyond. That one was given on June 29, 1992. The second titled American Agenda for the New World Order, cementing the democratic foundation, forging a new strategy of containment, given on June 30th, 1992. And the third, an American agenda for the New World Order, organizing for collective security, launching an economic environmental revolution, given on July 1st, 1992. An excerpt from the first speech reads, I shall urge that we revive the concept of a new world order, rescue the phrase from cynicism, and invest in it, a vision that should become the organizing principle of American foreign policy in the 1990s and into the next century. The moment is upon us to define a compelling concept of a new world order, to commit ourselves to it, and to lead the world in its realization. He goes on, those in the Truman years who sought to resume Wilson's work, the work of building a true world order, brought historic statesmanship to the task. The United Nations, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, the Marshall Plan, the World Health Organization, and a host of other worthy UN agencies, the Fulbright Exchange Program, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, the Organization of American States, and later the European Community, became their monuments. Predictably, these speeches, which were held over 3 days in the Senate, have disappeared from C-SPAN, while other Biden appearances from around the same time period remain.
And I sadly predict, Mr. President, that this is going to be one of the bitterest, dirtiest presidential campaigns we will have seen in modern times.
Yeah, folks, Joe Biden, a total puppet of the New World Order. You can find that video on band.video on InfoWars.com. By John Bowne, Biden, New World Order Zealot. It's the great merger, folks. They're calling it the great reset, but really what it means is we'll be under the thumb of unelected globalist organizations led by billionaires, trillionaires, and the most wicked among us.
The general public has finally figured out why I'm upset. They figured out the globalists are literally trying to kill us. They're trying to take over civilization and society. And they depend on the public being ignorant. That's why Jesus said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Like our bodies are made up of all these tissues and all these systems that die without essential vitamins and minerals. And that's why they don't want you to know about essential vitamins and minerals, because it's so simple, because you won't be under their control anymore. Well, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the highest quality vitamin mineral fusion system out there in a liquid vitamin form, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just an incredible formula at a great price, it funds the InfoWar at the same time. No other product you can buy does that. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, it's back in stock, 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm going to keep it at that until it sells out. So take action today and give it to your friends and family as a gift.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal here, InfoWars.com, band.video. We'll get into some of the looming specters of war, especially when it has to do with China and what our military is busying itself with in the meantime. The incredible threats that our country is under that go unaddressed while they ruthlessly hunt the peaceful protesters of January 6th. Incredible situation we find ourselves in. But first, I want to go out to your phone calls. Let's go to Samuel in West Virginia. Thanks so much for calling in, Sam. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Harrison?
Doing all right, sir.
All right. Look here, man. I'm ex-military, two honorable discharges. First off, I'm also black, white, Filipino, and American Indian. I'm also adopted, and my parents that adopted me. My father is definitely a globalist. Brainwashed me all my life to be a Democrat. And then when I went into the military and discovered that you're supposed to identify an enemy, this is what it looks like. And I come home, I realize my dad's the enemy. And so, yeah, and that I'm the enemy. And so I was sent at a young age to church camp, children's college. And there was one incident where they taught us empathy in this children's college, on the college campus with a few kids. They put blindfolds on our faces and made us walk around, total silence, tried to teach us empathy for others. And so at a young age, I was learning things like gravity, very young age. And then when I got in school, they tried to advance me. And I started doing badly on tests on purpose so that I wouldn't be separated from my friends.
Okay.
Well, anyways, they took their eye off me. Ended up in the military, tried to fast-track me in the military. I didn't re-enlist. I'm actually more of a musician. I became a tattoo artist. And you hear a lot of stories when you're a tattoo artist. I also traveled a lot. Lived in Hawaii, San Diego, Virginia, West Virginia. Now, what I'm trying to say is the country is sick. We are all mentally ill from the media. I can't take it anymore. Everyone is ill. We're all sick. Sick, mentally ill. It's like having a broken psycho girlfriend, and you keep going back to her, and they're taking advantage of us at an alarming rate. And being a tattoo artist, I realized that I was part of the problem. Bloodletting, the entire whole situation with spell driving. Somebody comes in and sits down in front of you. They say, "I want this tattoo because of these reasons." And then you mark them. And so I said, okay, I'm a Christian. I got to stop doing this.
Right.
And I said, well, there's no God. There can't be. Not the way this world is. So I read the Satanic Bible three times. The first time because I was shocked because I thought I was a Christian. And actually, I was satanic to the bone. I also thought I was a reborn again Christian. No. Not until I read the Satanic Bible did I realize that I, Sam the Christian, am actually Sam the satanic person. So I read it a third time, and I tried to dismantle it. And I held my hand over, you know, you have a page of a something, and you can speed read it. Well, if you hold your hand over half of the paragraphs on a page of the Satanic Bible, there's a message on that side. If you hold your hand on the other half side, there's another message on that side. Every page is like that.
Mm.
All the names that they call match every kind of occult religion you would ever want to study, with the disembodied spirits of spirits that are all terrible and anti-human. And for whatever reason, they are trapped here in this realm. And you hear Alex talk about it all the time, but the reason I never call Alex is he's probably the most interrupted person I've ever, ever, ever heard in my life. You can't get, I'm sitting there trying to think, and he's so interrupted. Somebody will say something, he'll have, I don't know what money he's paying to get these doctors to come on his show, but he's wasting money because he runs his mouth so much. He just cuts everybody off. That's why I called your show, because you're not cutting me off. And so what I'm trying to tell everyone is God is real. All of these disembodied spirits are basically running amok on Earth. When you have this situation of temptation, that's coming from your subconscious mind. The whole thing with archons is this situation where there's a spirit that attaches to the back of your brain, right above your spinal cord, and that is that evil temptation voice that people get. And that is easily done by anger. And these particular and disembodied spirits feed off the anger. And so when people say, oh, you're possessed or you're acting funny, yeah, okay. You're two in one at that moment. It's not you, just you. There's another. You invited it in with drugs or whatever. Oh, Sam, you're crazy. No. Your immune system is down when you're like that, when you're mad or whatever. It's charged and open for an attack. And you welcome it. It's basically a frequency. You charge yourself up. These spirits say, hey, what's going on? They link to you. And the longer you act that way and invite them in, you become two in one. Now, all these people crawling all over statues with their black outfits, that's basically what we're seeing.
Right.
We're seeing disembodied spirits controlling people who are angry. And it's very easy to see. All the churches are closed. All of the temples are closed. You read through the Bible or even any kind of apocryphal teaching, and you see all through there. Prayer is what brought Jesus into the game. That's what the Unknown Life of Jesus Christ says through the Nicholas Notovich book. He's saying in there, the Buddhists are saying, Jesus broke away from a state of bliss, chose a particular bloodline to do his work, because this bloodline was Persian, Egyptian, and Roman. And that's never happened on Earth before. That's why they call this guy King of Kings, Lord of Lords, because he was the only one that was a bloodline of Cleopatra, Julius Caesar, and Phraates, King Phraates, which is Joaquin. When they say, oh, Jesus' grandmother was Anna, well, that's Queen Helena. Okay, we can find Jesus in real history. He died in AD 70. He was the leader of the Jewish revolt. His name was Issa. He was hung on a cross. Dizates, Monobazes, one and only God. Check me on it if you need to.
Well,
have his statue in the Louvre. They're called the Kings of Edessa, E-D-E-S-S-A. And it's all been hidden from us. It's starting to come out more and more. Jesus was a real man who's hung on the cross. They say he wasn't resurrected. They say he's resuscitated in prison and given a new name, Basilate. Then they imprisoned in northern England. That's why you always hear this stuff about Jesus was in England. Jesus in England. He was in prison. And there's some prison out there.
Well, you're getting into some esoteric territory here, Samuel, but I think your point is well made. I mean, it sounds like you've taken quite the journey to arrive at where you are now. And I think the interesting thing is You know, you talk about the way the Satanic Bible works and the contradictions, how it completely changes from one, you know, the top of the page to the bottom is saying two entirely different things. And one of the things I think people they don't realize, or I don't know if they're just dumb or something, but, you know, Satan, the way he works is through temptation. People think that if you're having fun, it can't be bad, right? Well, I had fun doing this, so how can it be a bad thing? As if they don't understand that you can only be tempted with things that you want, right? Satan doesn't go around, showing you things you don't want. He shows you things you want. He appeals to the base urges in you and then manipulates you that way. I think seeing, you know, the display of the Grammys yesterday is sort of a perfect example of how our entire civilization has fallen for this trick. It says, hey, if we're having a good time, if we're enjoying ourselves, if we're, experiencing physical bliss, then we must be doing the right thing. In reality, what they're doing is falling for the temptation of evil spirits that are basically dismantling all things that are good and righteous in favor of things that give you temporary satisfaction. And that's what's leading us down the path to hell.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness, and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast.
If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off asleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, down and out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and out, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Oh, Lord of hosts, be with us, for we have none other help.
All right, folks, we'll get back to your calls in just a moment, but I want to take at least one segment here to discuss one of the most troubling developments in American culture today, which is the politicization of the military. Before I do, I want to remind you that the InfoWars Essentials sale will not live out the day. If I understand correctly, we're in the final hours of this incredible sale, up to 50% off top-selling products. The free shipping and discount on foods is over, but you're still going to find the highest quality storable food available online, ready to ship to you right now. Although the food sale has ended, we're still going to continue free shipping for our top InfoWars Life products for the next little while. Take advantage of that free shipping now, because once it ends, we'll not be able to bring it back for months. And I keep saying this, folks, if you've put off buying things like the Alexa Pure Breeze or the Alexa Pro water filter, you need to go ahead and pull the trigger now, because you're going to get the free shipping, which can be rather pricey on these big ticket items. And both of these, the Alexa Pure Pro water filter and the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter, are both under massive discount right now, and you get that free shipping, which is a major, major discount all total. Super Male Vitality is 40% off, and the InfoWars Privacy Pouches are $10 off, plus free shipping on those. Knockout Sleep Support is 40% off, plus free shipping. Ultimate Krill Oil is 40% off, and Ultra 12 is 50% off, and the Alexa Pure Pro is $50 off, plus you get that free shipping, which is really, really a great value there at InfoWarsStore.com. So, you know, even if we weren't holding these massive shows, even if we weren't engaged in the political activism that we engage in, even if we were just selling you the products, it would be a great deal and you'd be getting well worth your money by going to InfoWarsStore.com. The fact is, everything you see here is carried forth by you going to InfoWarsStore.com. And speaking of political activism, I am very excited to pass this on to our Texas viewers, a action day that I will be engaged in. It's the Texas Nationalist Movement Action Day in support of HB 1359. This will be on March 23rd, so that's next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, at the Texas State Capitol, will be the TNM Action Day, Texas Nationalist Movement Action Day. Please come and join us to walk through the Capitol and offices of our state representatives and senators promoting HB 1359. We'll be asking our representatives to co-author HB 1359 and state senators to sponsor an accompanying bill in the Senate. If you're planning to come, you can go to tnm.me to sign up and contact them. I will be there at the Capitol for this action day in an attempt to get the Texas secession movement going at a state level and get the legislature to actually move forward with this attempt to separate ourselves from the tyrants in Washington, D.C., and once and for all declare that we are independent of people that don't care about us, don't like us, aren't helping us, and are placing us with the bill and all the money that they're using to destroy us is coming out of our pockets. So let's stop that. Let's join the Texas Nationalist Movement. Let's get Texas to secede. That'll be just yet another form of political. Oh, this is saying March 18th, 2021. So correction, will be March 18th. I had March 23rd on a different one. Maybe there are two action days. Either way, you can go to tnm.me to sign up for this and take part. Okay, there's two action days. That's why I was a little confused. So the 18th and the 23rd. I'll probably attend both of them. That's just some of the political activism that you get here at InfoWars, as we don't just tell you about the news. We often make it ourselves. And you get all that by going to InfoWarsStore.com, supporting this program and this movement and this entire media insurrection against the lies and disinformation of the mainstream. Now, I'm going to play this clip very quickly. This will be clip number 8. This is from Tucker Carlson responding to the operation carried out by the American military against Tucker Carlson, getting political for the first time in its history as yet another symptom of the encroachment of woke politics and communist brainwashing that has gotten to the very highest levels of even the most stalwart organization in American society right now, the military itself. Here's Tucker Carlson responding to their attacks against him.
Well, it was quite an experience yesterday being the very first target in the Pentagon's new Operation Silence the Talk Show Hosts. Friends called us in concern. Are you guys all right? And for a minute, we'll concede we were almost rattled. Then we realized if the woke generals treat us like they've treated the Taliban, we'll be fine. 20 years later, the Taliban are still here. Maybe we ought to promise the Pentagon that we'll get rid of traditional gender roles on this show, change the pronouns, defeat the patriarchy, and all that. Then they'd send us billions in unmarked $100 bills as a reward. They've certainly done that before. And that might really kickstart our struggling opium poppy business. Something to think about. Anyway, we're fine. So thank you for the concern.
It's really incredible that this is where our military has gotten. Ted Cruz recently has demanded a meeting with USMC Commandant over political attacks on Tucker Carlson and conservatives. And I want to read from his letter here to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. He says this. This is from Ted Cruz's letter, quote, "The U.S. military's subordination to civilian governance, including to the American people for whom and by whom the government is selected, is at the core of our republic and its institutions. That structure is woven into our military at every level, including the Department of Defense, which broadly forbids military service members from engaging in their official capacities in any activities that associate the DOD with any partisan political campaigns or elections, candidate, cause, or issue. Another long-standing norm aimed at preserving civilian governance has involved restrictions and prohibitions against recent service members serving in certain civilian capacities, including the position of Secretary of Defense. The United States Senate granted its advice and consent for you to become secretary despite your recent military service, and I voted for you as well on the basis of your stated commitments to preserving that governance. I'm deeply troubled that the commitments you made and the military's broader obligation to avoid political endorsements and controversy are being systematically undermined for the sake of left-wing ideology and political expediency. The last week has witnessed the Pentagon mobilize a systematic public attacks against television host Tucker Carlson in that substance, tone, and political resonance are inexplicably inappropriate. The campaign was launched in response to criticisms by Carlson that linked gender-based reforms in the military, which are being justified using the language of social justice, with widely recognized vulnerabilities and erosions in the military's war-fighting capabilities, including and especially in the context of great power competition. Whatever one thinks of the merits of the argument, and I believe there's much to be said against the use of military for social experimentation, including for those reasons, those are broadly held concerns that have been the fodder of political controversy and debate for decades. Instead of allowing that debate to take its course in public among American citizens and their elected leaders, military officials over the last week have repeatedly launched attacks on Carlson, including through official DOD platforms and accounts while in uniform. The campaign has alternated between using ostentatiously childish and simply outrageous. Multiple military leaders have tweeted videos of themselves while in uniform as they attacked Carlson, including Command Senior Enlisted Leader of the U.S. Space Command and the Sergeant Major of the Army, the Commanding General of the U.S. Army Maneuver Center of Excellence, and the Commanding Officer of the 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force Information Group. Throughout the campaign, military leaders have suggested and insinuated that it's out of bounds for civilians to criticize the military unless they've served. And that's just the beginning. Thank goodness Ted Cruz seems to be on top of this. We'll get into just how dangerous this is on the other side.
This is Greg Reese from InfoWars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything.
I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is American Journal, not The Alex Jones Show. Slight mix-up there, but that's all right. I'll take it. I'm going to go ahead and continue reading this letter by Ted Cruz, just because I think he expresses what many people in America are feeling. I'm just going to continue reading it because he words it so well. He's talking, of course, about the ridiculous actions by the people in uniform, by official military accounts, going after Tucker Carlson and insulting people who dare question their diversity tactics in the military.
He says this, quote, "The spectacle risks politicizing the military after several centuries of effort to keep military officials out of domestic affairs, undermining civil-military relations by having the military take a side in a contentious cultural debate, and the perception that military leaders are happily weaponizing the institution against political critics of the sitting administration. This kind of behavior, while perhaps typical in a military-controlled third world country, is completely unacceptable in the United States of America." But this is what happens, isn't it, when you let even one generation of progressives into positions of power. They abuse whatever power that they're given completely and totally. They warp it to their own ends. Literally centuries of effort, as Ted Cruz points out, to keep the military out of civilians' affairs, done away with a single class of progressive, woke, brainwashed leadership in the military. And all of that is undone. And now we have the military actually going against American citizens and getting into political debates and wielding the power that was granted to them by the U.S. military to attack their political enemies. This is typical of progressive politics. This is what they do. This is what they advertise that they're going to do. You have people running for office that they aren't saying, "I'll be the best, judge in Harris County." Lena Hidalgo, point this out over and over again. Her entire campaign was, "I will use the power that's given to the judge of Harris County to enforce progressive politics, to indoctrinate children into socialist activities." It's not about doing the best they can at the job that they're, granted power in. No, it's about using that power, abusing that power, and wielding that power against their political enemies. Ted Cruz says this, "Furthermore, these actions run the risk of creating a culture of contempt for our country's civilian leadership within the enlisted ranks and among junior officers, which will be corrosive to the good order and discipline of the military." He says at times the campaign has been conducted in a way that is far beneath the dignity of the United States military. You even have the official website of the Department of Defense issuing a statement by Pentagon press secretary and former, by the way, I'll add this in, former CNN contributor John F. Kirby, under the headline, "Press Secretary Smites Fox News Host That Dissed Diversity in the U.S. Military," and declared that Carlson had issued insults to the entire U.S. military. He says, "I cannot imagine how any of the above behavior can be explained, and I'm deeply concerned about what it portends for the direction that you and President Biden intend to move the military." Well, they're already moving the military against American citizens. They're already, Ted Cruz notes there that he voted in favor of Lloyd Austin, who made no bones about it. He didn't try to conceal the fact that he was going to purge the U.S. military of patriots the first moment that he could. And of course, he did. He shut down the entire operation in order to weed out so-called white supremacists, which includes people who have paraphernalia with Pepe the Frog on it. I mean, this isn't, as ridiculous as it sounds, it's an incredibly dangerous precedent being set where you have the military purging itself of patriots and then using its power to go after American citizens who dare question the progressive agenda of the Democrats and the mainstream media. Perhaps that explains this headline from Zero Hedge: "The U.S. keeps losing every simulated war game against China." In the autumn of 2020, the U.S. Air Force held a simulated war game against China set approximately 10 years in the future. It began with a biological weapon that quickly dealt with Americans' military bases and warships in the Indo-Pacific region. Then China staged a massive military exercise to veil a gigantic deployment of an invasion force. The simulation culminated with a Chinese missile strike raining down on U.S. bases and warships in the region, and a lightning air and amphibious assault on the island of Taiwan. China won within a very short time frame. This was reportedly a part of the classified war game, and details are being revealed now. Around the same time in real life, in September 2020, actual Chinese combat aircraft intentionally flew over the rarely crossed median line in the Taiwan Strait in the direction of Taipei in an unprecedented 40 times, and conducted simulated attacks on the island that Taiwan's premier called disturbing. And then this month, you have the Council on Foreign Relations releasing a special report, "The United States, China, and Taiwan, A Strategy to Prevent War." It concluded that Taiwan, quote, "is becoming the most dangerous flashpoint in the world for a possible war between the United States and China." Separately, a Chinese think tank recently described tensions in the U.S.-China relations as the worst since the Tiananmen Square massacre in 1989, and it advised communist Chinese party leaders to prepare for war with the United States. So I just want to know, the people that are enlisted, how do you feel about being set up to be slaughtered over Taiwan? How do you feel about the fact that for a year now, there have been ongoing insurrections that have gone completely undealt with in the Pacific Northwest, California, New York, and other major American cities, goes completely unaddressed by the United States military or the United States government itself? How do you feel about the fact that hundreds of thousands of people are pouring across the border on a weekly basis and being settled into American communities by everybody from FEMA to NASA to the Texas National Guard? How do you feel about the fact that your combat readiness is being undermined and subverted by progressive politics? How do you feel about the fact that instead of focusing on the war games in which China blows us out of the water in increasingly rapid succession, how do you feel about them instead of focusing on that, focusing on getting more pregnant women into combat roles across the world? How do you feel about the Syrian crisis being manufactured and pumped up as Israel and Iran get ready to go to war with American soldiers as the fodder for the cannons? How do you feel about all of this stuff going on, setting you up to be killed while your leadership attacks American citizens for daring to question the American military? How do you feel about the fact that as a veteran, you will be hunted down and imprisoned for daring to protest against the American government? That's what happened to retired Army Sergeant Kenneth Harrelson, arrested for attending the January 6th protest. The family's bank account was locked down. The wife lost her job. They're frightened and don't know what to do. That's the headline from Gateway Pundit. The wife of this man issues a letter that is really harrowing. Essentially, this guy attended the January 6th protest. I've seen no evidence that he was involved in any violence whatsoever, and yet he was arrested at his home. Their entire home was ransacked by the FBI, city police, and the sheriff's office, who came to execute a search warrant. She says she was on the phone with a customer at the time. She hung up. She requested to see a copy of the search warrant, but she was refused to see the search warrant. They proceeded to escort the wife out of the home, upset that her things were going to be tossed around everywhere and they'd make a huge mess. They tried to even search through the photo album of her recently deceased mother's photos until she begged them not to. She decided to video record them while they conducted their search, and I let them know, she says, that I was recording them. They started questioning Kenneth, but he requested a lawyer, and so questioning ended and they transported him to a county jail. She stayed home to await the arrival of their children from school. She says, I immediately began searching for a lawyer. The fee just to retain a lawyer is $2,500, and it'll cost $100,000 if Kenneth is indicted on felony charges. Their family does not have this kind of money, and she was not able to access Kenneth's VA disability funds, and she was let go of her job because of this. She says she's at a total loss as to what to do about next month's bills being paid and how to put food on the table for her kids and herself. So this is the thanks you get for serving the anti-American progressive psychopaths that now run our American military, have completely failed to prepare any sort of readiness to protect us or our allies, which are now under the thumb of the Chinese communists. So how do you feel about this, folks? How do you feel as a veteran knowing that the people you're fighting for despise you, are destroying your country from the inside out, and are now activating their propaganda against American citizens?
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ or the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep earth crystal iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWar, so you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off the sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal, InfoWars.com, going straight out to your phone calls. Chuck in Minnesota wants to talk about the negative side effects of social media. Thanks so much for calling in. Chuck, thanks for holding. You are on the line, sir.
It's actually Justin.
Okay. All right. I don't know where Chuck came from, but sure. Justin. Justin in Minnesota. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Harrison, thank you for taking my phone call. Really need your advice because I think you guys have really a handle on this. I am now a 7-time social media deleter. I've deleted it for the 7th time in a row just because I've had my experience with it, both good and bad, but I just don't even want to open up another one because I look at it and it's like, oh, COVID-19 everywhere. And they just push it everywhere. And I look at social media as the virus versus, you know what I mean? It being actually real.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I definitely feel that. Like every once in a while, I'll still get on my Facebook page just to see what the old friends from high school are talking about. And I mean, it's amazing that I can, even before I go on, I can predict what everybody's talking about and what position they hold on it. I mean, it's like they are, I don't want to insult these people, but I'm gonna. They're dogs. They're like dogs with bones that are just like, oh, you want to be mad at Ted Cruz? You want to be mad at Ted Cruz? Okay, you're mad at Ted Cruz. Everybody's mad at Ted Cruz. And then you pull out a different bone, and suddenly they're just like, oh, which one do I go to? You know, it's like they are just completely controlled. They're like on leashes. They only pay attention to what they're told to pay attention to, and they all have exactly the same opinion about it, no matter what. So it's really depressing, not even what they're talking about, but just the fact that so many people that I know are smart, that I know are clever, that I know, you know, care about, you know, they're good people in general, and yet they are completely incapable of thinking for themselves. And they don't even recognize that their every thought has been pre-programmed and injected into them. The NPC meme is just completely correct. It's like they have an antenna on the back of their heads that just receives these pulses from the mainstream media that just directs their every belief, their every concern, their every consideration towards exactly the same line. It's incredibly depressing. So, you know, if I really just want to piss myself off, I'll go get on Facebook and see what the NPC, you know, hounds are barking at this time. But, you know, I do a lot of news aggregation through Twitter. It's a great way to communicate with people, but it's an entirely different beast than something like Facebook. And if you just know how to phrase what you're saying, you can always get around the censorship. But when you're talking about social media, are you talking more about like Facebook or Twitter, or what exactly are you using, yeah, Justin?
I deleted Facebook for, like I said, 7 times in a row. And I've had my good and both bad experiences. But Harrison, how do you think we can find a way moving forward to? And I know COVID has to end at some point. It's gonna be this giant movement that ends it. But can we keep social media and the good aspects of it? Because you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean the good aspects of it are that you are able to communicate with each other and you're able to like share life events with everybody, you know, in your life. It's great for connecting to like family members and staying in touch with friends. But you know. Was the ability to connect with friends invented with social media? Of course not. You can always find ways of doing this without social media. You know, social media, the political aspects of it have completely poisoned it and tainted it. And you don't need it. I mean, you have a phone, you have phone numbers, you have email addresses. There's photo sharing sites, or there's emails where you can, you know, email photos to each other. There are ways to stay in touch without it. And if you have to use it to stay in touch, or if you have to use it because of your job or whatever, just use the block function, use the mute function. You know, if you have friends that are constantly posting the same trash that you see on mainstream media constantly, pretending like they're part of some sort of fabricated resistance, just mute them, just block them, just ignore them, get them out of your feed. There are ways to do it, but you know, and I'm sort of being a hypocrite here, but the reality is you have to not let it get to you. You just have to know and accept that these people are dumb. They do what they're told. They think what they're told to think. They have no ability to, reason for themselves. They have no ability to find information outside of what is fed to them, the funnel down their throat by mainstream media. And you just have to sort of accept that and not let it actually affect you. And again, the way I'm being a hypocrite here is that it does affect me. I get rather pissed off at, you know, this realization every time I have a glimmer of hope in my mind that maybe people aren't falling for it. Maybe this time I'll go on Facebook and see people saying, hey, isn't it ridiculous that, you know, every, you know, 60% of small businesses have been shut down permanently, and yet Amazon, Target, and Walmart are posting record profits. Isn't this a subversion of our entire economy and a destruction of our entire country? Every once in a while, I think maybe there will be a light shining through the mess, but there never is. So you just have to accept that and understand that that's going to be the situation that you find everywhere that you go on social media. And, it's not that way on my Twitter. On my Twitter, I don't follow those idiots. I don't follow the scumbags. I follow a few just for entertainment value. But other than that, you know, just don't let it get to you. You know, don't let it warp your mind. Don't let it convince you that the vast majority of people think like that, because the reality is there are a lot of good people. There are a lot of smart people. They just literally aren't allowed on social media. And if they make a post, you aren't going to see it because it's going to get clamped down. And they've admitted now, and they're even admitting on Facebook, that anybody going against any vaccine ordinance will not have their post shown to their friends. So you're not seeing the good stuff. It's only presenting you the bad stuff. You know, the question is, what could we achieve if we had control of it? What, you know, how could you manipulate the American mind towards freedom? How could you manipulate the masses towards what is good for them if instead of anti-human psychopathic reptile robots running the show, you actually had real human beings behind it who actually cared for their fellow man? It could be a force for great good. You know, the technology itself isn't evil. It's just being used for evil by the very same people that have instituted all of these horrible things that we're discussing in today's show. So, you know, the solution, I think, I can't say it on the air. Sorry, I just can't. Because, you know, I don't want people claiming that I'm calling for violence, and I never would. Thanks so much for the call, Justin. Let's go to O'Brien in Maryland, who wants to talk about trans athletes. Another one of these topics that just sort of comes and goes. It's like, oh, now we're all up in arms about trans athletes, and then the next week nobody cares anymore. Thanks for calling in, O'Brien. You're bringing us back to the trans athlete confusion that we focused on so much last week. You're on the air, O'Brien.
Yeah, there's an article here I got here. It's called Female Track Star on Lawsuit to Stop Trans Athletes from Competing. Biological males are taking over our medals. The article is from GRIO. I mean, you guys can probably pull this up.
Yeah. We've seen it a couple places, and luckily some states, I think Alabama, I'm pretty sure Mississippi, there are a lot. There you go. The crew's already pulled it up. Female track star on lawsuit to stop trans athletes from competing. She says, quote, biological males are taking our medals. And this is the whole point. I've covered it so many times. If you look at the biological males, the transgender ladies that are placing first and second in places like the Connecticut track statewide competition, and of course getting tons of they get free ride scholarships to college. They get the awards. They get their photos, all over the place. They get the trophies, all this sort of stuff. You take a look at the numbers that they are posting. First of all, they are breaking records, right? They are taking not just the first place in that individual competition, but actually breaking state records in women's track with times that wouldn't even be in the top 50 in the men's track. So you take a guy who wouldn't even be on the team of a male track team. They wouldn't even place. They wouldn't be on the field. They wouldn't be considered for, they wouldn't even be considered for state competition, let alone win it. And yet they are breaking records in the women's division. So it's so blatantly absurd that this is allowed to happen. And it's not about, transgender people having a good time. We have to stop them, right? It's like, oh, we're anti-trans. We just don't like that it's a man with a ponytail, so we're going to shut them down. No. It's about protecting these girls, these women who dedicate so much of their time to excelling and really being at the top of their class in the sport of their choice, and yet their glory, their scholarships, their trophies, their ability to place first and second is being ripped from them by men that wouldn't even place on the field. They wouldn't even be in the top 50, time trials with people of their own gender. It's a total disgrace. It's completely unfair to these women. And thank God some states are actually stepping up and reversing the order from the weirdos in D.C.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't.
These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Science is about facts. And if you get down to the hard, cold facts, there's no question about it. Climate change is not happening.
The world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change.
This is our final chance. The scientists are absolutely unanimous on this, that we have no more than 12 years to take incredibly bold action on this crisis.
All of our countries will be affected by a changing climate. We will be seeing climate change refugees.
This is also the moment to clearly say that linked to the 2030 Agenda of Sustainable Development, there must be a very strong reaffirmation of our commitment to the Paris Agreement and to its implementation with an enhanced ambition, because the Paris Agreement by itself is not enough for the objectives that the world needs in relation to global warming.
It is so decided.
The United Nations' obsession with Agenda 2030 is emerging as a contentious threat to the future of the United States. All of this within the first 100 days of the Biden administration.
Nothing gives me more hope for the future than seeing my five grandchildren challenge expectations. They see breakthroughs in technology we can't even yet imagine. But the only way they're going to get a chance to fulfill all that potential is if we take drastic action right now to address the climate disaster facing the nation and our world. In my view, we've already waited too long to deal with this climate crisis. We can't wait any longer. That's why I'm signing today an executive order to supercharge our administration's ambitious plan to confront the existential threat of climate change. And it is an existential threat.
The first order I'm signing is tackling the climate crisis at home and abroad.
The David and Goliath battle between 12 states and the ballooning federal government pits the energy sector's civilizational foundation against hyperactive climate change policies, eliminating too much, too soon, for too many. 12 states argue in a lawsuit that Biden's January executive order directing officials to research the, quote, social cost of greenhouse gases, end quote, was an unconstitutional overreach exercising a, quote, quintessentially legislative power, end quote. The Biden administration is temporarily returning to the Obama-era calculations of carbon dioxide regarding the social cost and adjusting for inflation, driving Trump's cost of carbon dioxide from $7 to $51 a metric ton, and that's just the beginning.
By the end of the next decade, these combined efficiency standards for appliances and federal buildings will reduce carbon pollution by at least 3 billion tons. That's an amount equal to what our entire energy sector emits in nearly half a year.
Starting in 2023, we will put even more money in the pockets of Canadians by increasing the price on pollution by $15 a ton per year.
Instead of going up $10 a year, the carbon tax is now going to increase $15 a year. So by the year 2030, which is the end point, and it's one of the yardsticks, the targets, if you like, explicitly mentioned in the Paris Agreement, by 2030, you're going to see $170 a ton carbon tax effectively across the country.
The idea that they're going to make up this $9.5 trillion price tag by regulating every aspect of American life, from the microwaves you buy, to the dishwasher you buy, to the job that you have, is really offensive, and it has far-reaching consequences. And I think they did this quietly in hope that nobody would notice. Well, that's half of the American economy.
They've been fed the notion that somehow dealing with climate is coming at their expense. No, it's not.
Isn't it true you have a science degree from Yale?
Bachelor of Arts degree.
Is it a political science degree?
Yes, political science.
So how do you get a Bachelor of Arts in a science?
Well, it's liberal arts education and degree. It's a bachelor.
Okay, so it's not really science. So I think it's somewhat appropriate that somebody with a pseudoscience degree is here pushing pseudoscience in front of our committee today.
The China Joe puppet administration has only just begun placating its new...
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air. About looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of...
Welcome back, folks. Third hour of American Journal here on Infowars.com, band.video. Here's a question for you. What do you think the best part about working in Infowars is? Is it getting called a racist anti-Semite by hate groups like the SPLC and the ADL? Is it being spit on by protesters when you go and try to cover political events? No, of course not. There's a lot of bad things that comes with working here at InfoWars. We accept it. It comes from the outside, and we understand this is what we're up against. But the good things outweigh it by a mile or more. And the good things are these. First of all, the incredible audience that we have and the way that people who understand our message and appreciate our message, the passion that they show and the support that we get when we go out to InfoWars protests, when we go out to, you know, positive demonstrations – and we receive the love of our audience. That is so uplifting and so incredible, it's almost hard to explain. The other thing is, of course, the people that we work with, everybody from the crew to the other hosts to the contributors. It's absolutely amazing knowing that people of this quality, people of this, you know, outstanding merit are on our side and at our back, and it truly is uplifting. And one of these who I have found myself becoming better and better friends with over the years, and I'm very happy to say that he is a powerful info warrior himself, is Dan Lyman. He's my guest for the next hour. Dan Lyman is, of course, the foreign correspondent for InfoWars and the bureau chief of InfoWars Europe. You can follow him on Twitter at Citizen Analyst, and his website, or our website, but the website, of course, he is the editor-in-chief of, is europe.infowars.com and borderhawk.news. And I suggest you go follow him on Twitter for up-to-date information, especially having to do with the information war as it takes place in Europe. And with that, I welcome Dan Lyman to the show. Thank you so much for coming on, Dan.
Harrison, it's great to be with you. Congratulations on running the best new show on the network, and also congratulations on the new addition to the family.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's I'm very tired, so I'm glad you're here to help me through this this final hour as we struggle through. Of course, we spent the first hour talking about the protests going on across Europe and the brutal crackdowns taking place from everywhere, from Germany to the Netherlands. Totally brutal. And then, of course, connecting that to its inevitable end, which is the imposition of vaccine passports and total control over your medical autonomy. Help us understand what is going on in Europe, and why are we seeing more outbreaks of really big protests in places like Europe when they seem to be totally absent here in the United States?
Well, I am sensing that the protests are starting to grow here for sure, and they're becoming more frequent and they're spreading to more places. I'm starting to see some in Switzerland, actually, which is a kind of a first. There was some small ones early on, but more recently I'm starting to see more here, and they're starting to happen in many cities across Europe, of course. And I don't know what exactly to attribute it to, but I mean, now that we're a year in, people are probably at their wit's end in many cases, whereas early on, you might have seen some folks that were at least willing to go along with the flow, maybe not understanding exactly where we'd be a year from then, which is now, and also probably a lot of desperate people who are in the unfortunate situation where they don't have any income, their businesses have been shut down, their kids have been trapped at home in many cases, and we have this looming vaccine situation coming upon us everywhere in Europe. And I don't mean to make it a European situation. Obviously, this is happening across the world, but just from what I see here on the ground, I'm seeing frustration growing, and I'm seeing even that governments who, let's say, even in Switzerland, where they promised to help businesses through this, having them been forced to close down, a lot of them are not receiving any help at all or very little, and certainly not enough to get them through. And I've talked to some business owners who are pretty much on their last legs, and if they're not allowed to open soon, in many cases, they will have to close forever, and that's already happened to many people. So you're seeing more and more people with less to lose. Mm-hmm. But as we see, even in the footage here, in general, this looked like a pretty mild protest. It looked pretty peaceful, and the police look like they are out for blood. It is crazy.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, unbelievably brutal, especially, you know, after a year of protest where you see, you know, European police kneeling with the Black Lives Matter activists and allowing just incredibly violent protests go on in places like France. And yet here you have a very peaceful protest and you're seeing them sick dogs on the protesters and trample them with horses and bash their skulls in with batons. Unbelievably brutal and really hard to understand. Here's a study by that was published in Nature, the Nature Scientific Journal. Dr. Simone Gold posts this on Twitter. New study destroys the lockdown narrative. In 98% of the comparisons using 87 different regions of the world, we found no evidence that the number of deaths is reduced by staying at home. And the title of this article on Nature is Stay-at-Home Policy is a Case of Exception Fallacy, an Internet-based Ecological Study. So the science is coming out now, and more doctors are coming out and speaking about this and saying the damage of the lockdowns is far greater than the damage of, you know, letting COVID run wild would have been. Do you think this will actually have will this be reflected politically, or do you think the powers that be have decided this is the way it has to be and it doesn't matter what the science says, we'll do more lockdowns until we can enforce the vaccines?
Well, unfortunately, I would lean towards the latter because we're watching an agenda being rolled out. It's not about the science. It's not about common sense. You could say at this point, a year in, it's all about common sense. You could use your common sense to know that these lockdowns are far more damaging than this, special case of the flu that's going around, essentially. So I think we're at a point now where it's not at all about the science. It's all about control. We see them flip-flopping on the supposed science all the time. These people are supposedly experts, like Fauci, now saying that 3 feet might be acceptable spacing. If that was the case, that should have been the case a year ago. And of course, we know that they're just always moving the goalposts to keep us off balance. But ultimately, they continue to crack down tighter and tighter. And now we're seeing some really serious violence from the state to continue to hold their ship together. against anyone who dissents against it. And it looks like we're getting more and more people dissenting against it, which is very encouraging. But these people need to be not discouraged and continue to get out there in the streets. And the only way that we're going to turn the tide is when far more than 50% of the population says absolutely not, no more.
Yeah, and of course, one of your projects, you're the editor-in-chief at BorderHawk.news, and that's has a lot to do with the European immigration system. European immigration, the illegal immigration from the Mideast and Africa, that's basically stopped since COVID, right? I mean, they're locking down their people, and now the immigration from the third world into Europe, that's totally stopped, right? That's not happening anymore, right?
You would think so, right?
But, you would think.
No, of course not. I would say that there was a period right at the beginning where there were some pretty hefty border closures, and a lot of the routes that were typically used by migrants, they saw definitely a decrease in traffic, especially when the amount of migrants that massed on the border of Turkey and Greece, we actually saw Greece really grow a backbone and they turned them back. That actually happened right at the same time that the lockdowns were being implemented across Europe, and Greece was able to turn back a substantial amount of migrants. So for a moment, there was a lull. However, there are new channels that have opened, and there are channels, existing channels, that are being exploited on an unbelievable scale at this point. One of the entry points now is the Canary Islands, which is an island chain off of the northwest coast of Africa. And they have been pouring in there by the thousands by the month. And on record, the government released statistics. They're comfortable saying that over 25,000 people have reached there since the beginning of 2020. And we can probably assume that it's far more than that. And many of them are now being brought to mainland Europe. And that's just one of the new avenues or existing avenues that are being exploited during COVID while everybody else is locked down in their homes or businesses closed or not allowed to travel outside of their state, for instance. It's a wild situation.
It is incredibly wild. You're not allowed to go down the store to get go down to the corner to get a cup of tea, but they will allow tens of thousands of migrants to pour in unabated, uncontested into your country, untested, obviously, as well, for any sort of disease that they may be carrying. And yet this goes on and on and on. More with Dan Lyman on the other side. His Twitter at Citizen Analyst. The website, europe.infowars.com, and, of course, borderhawk.news for all of your immigration news vis-a-vis Europe and, all the countries there. They're just being absolutely overwhelmed. It's really incredible. We'll be taking your calls as well. Stay with us, folks. You can go to infowarsstore.com to support everything that we do here, including Dan Lyman's incredible reporting from Europe. Stay with us. It's American Journal, and we will be right back.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being culled, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, welcome back to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. My guest is Dan Lyman. He'll be on for the entirety of the hour. And we'll be taking your phone calls as well. If you want to call in with a comment or a question for Dan Lyman, the number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. So I'm going to ask that you keep your comment or question a little bit shorter than normal so we can get Dan's reaction. And we'll get to those just as soon as possible. But first, I want to ask a few more things of Dan there, our European correspondent. In Europe there for InfoWars.com. Europe.InfoWars.com is the website, and BorderHawk.News. We have this story from today from InfoWars.com. Says London mayor savaged for plan to cut numbers of white men in science and engineering. Mayor Sadiq Khan says he wants fewer white men working in science and engineering. His plan to fix the situation has sparked furious backlash online. Do you think they're pushing it too far, Dan? Do you think now that they're just openly advocating against a race of people, that people are finally sort of understanding that this isn't some righteous, you know, this has no righteous justification. It isn't some pushback against an oppressive force, but it is in fact a source of discrimination against the indigenous population of Europe. Are you seeing a pushback there in Europe?
Well, I think that the pushback is definite. I want to actually connect that to something you spoke about last night on your broadcast. You were talking about the Ireland 2040 agenda with Patrick Howley.
Yeah.
And I actually pulled that back up because I remembered something interesting happening. And in 2018, we actually reposted an article from Gates of Vienna about the Ireland 2040 agenda. And one of the Irish newspapers there, I can actually pull it up, they actually wrote a response to us, the Irish Central in 2018. They wrote that Alex Jones' InfoWars launches unhinged attack on Ireland 2040 program. What's interesting about that is it wasn't our article. It was from Gates of Vienna. It was a great piece, and it was exposing the insane immigration component of that agenda, where they are planning to add the population of Ireland is just shy of 5 million, and they're planning by 2040 to increase that by another million plus. They want to be over 6 million by that time, and they're planning to use migration, imported migration, not just illegal, but actually bringing people in mostly from the Middle East and Africa. And I happened to read through this piece, and I thought it was interesting because they attacked InfoWars throughout the whole thing, and they said that we were spreading a conspiracy theory and anti-immigrant sentiment. And I clicked on show comments, and looked like it got a total of 25 comments. Every single one was blasting the author and blasting the agenda, the fact that they were planning to bring all these people in. Now, we can connect that to what's going on in the UK, of course, because what we are seeing is a displacement of the indigenous population, of the native population. And that's what's happening in the UK. That's certainly what has happened in London. Native English, white English, are now a minority in London and in more of other of the UK's other prominent cities at this point. So you have to wonder if these people, are they living in a bubble where they only know really what's going on in their kind of metropolitan lifestyle, where they're surrounded by multi-culti that they've imported, and they're starting to feel comfortable with the fact that they might be able to ramp this agenda up to 110 miles an hour and not realizing that there will still be plenty of pushback? Or have they sensed how much they've trampled everyone down during the COVID lockdowns and how much everyone's gone along with that, that they think that they can roll out the rest of the agenda? I'm not sure. It remains to be seen.
Yeah, and neither one is no good. And I think this article from the independent.ie, the independent, the Irish wing of the Independent, really illustrates exactly why this is going on. The headline is, Ireland needs 4 million migrants to sustain state pension system. So, of course, the state pension system is essentially a Ponzi scheme where you always need more money to be put into it. So basically they're saying we will save you by replacing you. And in order to, you know, fund your lifestyle into old age, we need to bring in 4 million migrants. So, I mean, adding 1 million migrants to a country of less than 5 million people is already egregious and way overblown. But now the people in power are advocating 4 million. So 4 million migrants into a country whose population is only a little bit more than 4 million. I mean, if this isn't a total catastrophe, you know, in waiting. And again, one of the things that Patrick Halley pointed out yesterday during the broadcast was Ireland has no history of settling any other places. They have been the recipients of colonization. They have been colonized. They have been oppressed by greater powers. They have been on the receiving end of all of these horrible things. So, you know, I think this is a totally pointless justification anyway to say, well, Britain colonized people, so therefore we should destroy her. We should replace all of her people. That's despicable in and of itself. But even if you're using that justification, what is the justification for basically replacing the entire population of Ireland through immigration?
Right, absolutely. And of course, there isn't one. There's only one in the minds of the globalists who are basically strip mining the economies of all these countries and displacing their heritage population. And, you know, I actually have a lot of family and friends that live in Ireland, and I spend a good amount of time there. And when I talk to them, they're not particularly politically astute, most of them. But what they do understand is that their nation is being stolen from them. And they express that in so many ways. And they say, you know, all the things that I'm used to, I grew up with, the cultural items and maybe architecture in some cases and financial in other cases, they see that that's all being taken from them. And they can't put their finger on why. I could tell them if they would listen to it, of course. But it's that they're being replaced and that their cities are being flooded with people from other cultures, unfortunately. And Ireland is not a place that was really equipped to be flooded with people from other cultures. You could maybe argue that a little bit for France or maybe for Italy, like they have a lot more exposure to other cultures, let's say, not to say that they need to be flooded with people either. But Ireland is much more insulated from that. And at this point, they're just getting rocked by globalism and they have no idea what to do about it.
Yeah, it's so depressing. I mean, even just seeing, you know, the maps that show like the, you know, how widespread the original Gaelic Irish language is. And you just see it constricting and constricting until it's almost out of existence. And I mean, this is a primary aspect of genocide. And this is what I got in a lot of trouble with a lot of scolds in the mainstream media for daring to compare what's going on with the Uyghurs in China to what's going on with the Irish population. They were not happy about that. Why is it that our country and many countries in Europe There's this map from 1800 to 2000. You see the decline of Ireland's native Irish speakers. Now, this would not be stood for with any other culture. I mean, if you were to show the collapse of the Mayan language when the Spaniards, you know, went into Central America and decimated that culture, I mean, that's a crime against humanity, according to the same people that cheer this on. It's totally inconsistent. It's totally backwards the way they treat the Irish people. So why is it that our politicians are perfectly willing to stand up and call out the destruction of the Uyghurs in China, of which there are 12 million, and they won't defend Ireland that has, you know, a third of that population and yet is being destroyed at an even more rapid clip?
Yeah, sure. Well, I would say that I'll offer two answers to that. I'm sure there are many, but one, I would say that we probably underestimate the globalist influence on many of our politicians, some of them who we might see as being pseudo-nationalistic, like a Ted Cruz maybe or something like that. But in general, I mean, how deep is their allegiance? The ones that are truly nationalistic and have allegiance to the American people are the ones that get run out of politics, people like Steve King, unfortunately. So that's one answer, and I know we're headed to the break here. We'll say the next one.
Yeah, and of course, and then you have, you know, it's not just America either. In Germany, you have AfD being targeted by the intelligence agencies for surveillance. I mean, the globalists are going all out to destroy any national movement across the globe. We'll be back with Dan Lyman on the other side, folks. Stay with us.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess, he's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on with global government and the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from it. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed. And now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, energy costs, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Infowars.com.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping. The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. American Journal, InfoWars.com. I just want to remind you that we are in the last hours of the InfoWars Essential Sale. It's up to 50% off of our top-selling products. Less than one day left at this point. You may want to make this purchase before the show's end today, as we may have a new sale coming up later today. But this sale will be over, and things like Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock with 50% off plus free shipping. And the Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support is one of our new bombshell products. And that is 40% off plus free shipping. BrainForce Plus is back in stock. I know a lot of people have been missing that. Well, it's now here, and it's 50% off. Get your BrainForce Plus right now on InfoWarsStore.com. You help support everything that we do here at InfoWars. And, of course, one of the things that we do is we're taking the world by storm. My guest is Dan Lyman. He is the editor-in-chief of BorderHawk.news and the bureau chief of InfoWars Europe at Europe.InfoWars.com. His Twitter is at Citizen Analyst, and I suggest you follow him with great dispatch. And I want to go to some phone calls here, but before I do, Dan, you were making a point at the end of that last segment when we came up against the commercial break, and I want to let you finish your thought from the previous segment about why all of these globalist policies are being implemented around the globe.
Well, yeah, it was basically on the fact that we don't have many U.S. politicians speaking out against what's going on in our own countries as much as they are, for instance, about the Uyghurs. And, you know, we're saying that we don't know just how many of these people are really globalists at heart or are sold out to globalists and pretend not to be. And also because it's taboo. You never hear them stand up for poor Appalachians, you know, folks from Appalachia or in the Rust Belt, really. You don't hear them speak up for them unless it's, you know, during a campaign stump speech very briefly, or even for the South African white farmers. It's always in some abstract, far-off land that doesn't involve white people, unfortunately. And that all ties back into what you were talking about with Sadiq Khan. At this point, they feel like they can bag on the white guy, no problem at this point, and very few people are going to push back. And if they do, you'll just get called a racist.
Yeah, that's exactly how it goes. And, of course, they have these watchwords, these little code words they use. The other article that I had about this was from Breitbart.com, Coca-Cola. Company will only hire law firms that meet at least 30% diversity quotas. And, of course, diversity is one of these words. It just means no white people. So they say essentially they're saying that Coke's legal department penned a letter to its U.S. outside counsel on January 28th stating law firms that want to work with Coca-Cola must, quote, commit that at least 30% of each billed associate and partner time will be from non-white attorneys. Of course, they say diverse attorneys, but we know what that means. And of such amounts that at least half will be from black attorneys. So there you go, just disenfranchising white people because they're the bad guys in history, and everybody knows that they're responsible for all the evil in the world, totally sick brainwashing that's going on the corporate, political, and every other level that you care to mention. With that, I want to go out to some phone calls. We have Mark in New York who has some good news for us, which would be a nice change of pace here. Let's go to Mark in New York. Thanks so much for calling in, Mark. You are on the air.
Baby, I love you. Very well done. You know, Alex did a good job in hiring you.
Oh, thank you very much.
The good news here from Buffalo, New York, and I've been all over the country, and I'm a United States Air Force veteran, B-52 bomb nav, H model. And I've been all over, okay? I've never been overseas, and I'm a Vietnam veteran. Let me tell you something, Dan. Let me tell you something, and I really mean this. You stay in a good mood. Keep a positive attitude. Dream a little dream. Dream a bigger dream. Produce much more than you consume. All right? I will never, ever back down. Never, ever back down.
That's
be
great.
One of the good guys.
You know, it's easy to be in a good mood with calls like that. Thank you so much, Mark in New York. You know, I know Dan has a way of keeping in a good mood. He makes good food, and he goes on runs in blizzards. Now, that seems like insanity to me. I can hardly walk outside when it's 50 degrees Fahrenheit. I have to wear several jackets. But, Dan, you stay in a good mood by physical activity and eating well. Is that right? Can you tell us a little bit about how you keep your spirits up?
Sure. I mean, that's the basic stuff, and that's stuff that you can do right now no matter where you're locked down. Actually, I should take that back. Some places you can't run without a mask at this point, which is madness, but here, fortunately, you can. And, yeah, we've had a 2 days of blizzarding here, and I try not to let that stop me. That's kind of the special moments in life. Get out in some weather and, you know, challenge yourself a little bit. Get out of your comfort zone and then come home and enjoy a hot meal. And those are the things that the globalists have not been able to take away from us just yet. But that's why we can't let them take away our meat, because that's going to be a big problem, even in the home kitchen, if they take away our meat, because I refuse to eat insects or soy or tofu.
Yeah, or the chemical morass that they try to pass off as faux meat these days. You know, what I worry about is it's not going to be up to us. It's not going to be an option. In the same way that they're rolling out the vaccines and trying to mandate those, it's going to be like, well, are you just going to go to McDonald's and get a burger? Well, the only thing on the menu is going to be a bug burger. And so you either have to get that or you have to go hungry. I don't think they're going to give us the choice. They're going all out on the, you know, eat the bug, eat the chemical stew that they're trying to give us. It's really horrific, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, people think it's a joke, but even here in Switzerland, we have absolutely fantastic grocery stores, local food, everything is fresh in general. I mean, they're amazing. And a couple years ago, I started seeing in a special section in the grocery store, they were rolling out the dried bugs, and you still see them today. So maybe it's not that successful of a campaign, but nowhere is immune from this agenda. And I will definitely not be eating the bugs regardless. It will have to be a very desperate situation, far from any shelters, for me to be eating any bugs.
Yeah, let me ask you this. So I'm from Texas. I was born and raised here. It's nice and warm here. I don't think I ever appreciated civilization as much as I did going up and visiting the Northeast, being in Massachusetts for Thanksgiving and being stuck out on a beach. We were walking on a beach and we walked pretty far from our car, and suddenly this gust of wind came in and it was just freezing cold. And suddenly it's like I have to get in, and suddenly the image of like a little town with the windows lit up by the fire within, it was like calling me, because you literally die without it. You know, just talk a little bit about, you know, why Europe, you know, in particular, is responsible for creating so many of the great cultures in the world, and especially Switzerland. I mean, Switzerland has to be one of the most stable, one of the most wonderful, one of the most beautiful places in the entire world. And I think an aspect of that is because you have this brutal cold, which means people can't just survive on them by themselves. They can't, you know, just survive without building strong structural homes that can keep the cold out and the heat in, without the preparation it takes to have the wood chopped, you know, for the winter and the food stored in the cellar. I mean, this is what created the civilizations that have spread around the world and allowed us to advance as humans. Just what's your experience being in Switzerland, surrounded by this really brutal weather? Has it given you a better appreciation of you know, civilization itself?
Yeah, to a degree. I mean, that all that footage you guys are rolling there, that's exactly what it looks like every day here, and it is absolutely fantastic. Something that's very special and unique in many ways to Europe is the village culture, the way that the towns are structured in many ways. Of course, there are larger cities, but villages are very nice, and they're everywhere, and I really do like that. I actually grew up in Massachusetts. I'm from Miami originally, but grew up all over the country and spent the most time in Massachusetts. I've lived up by the Canadian border of Idaho. So I'm pretty accustomed to some pretty brutal weather. And I have to totally agree with you that it's so nice to have shelter and a nice, you know, warm town, like you said, and lights in the windows and fireplaces going. So that is wonderful. And we owe so much of that to our ancestors who worked so hard and went through so many generations and centuries of hardship to bring that to us. And we need to remember that when they're trying to take away that all this progress that's been made on our behalf by our ancestors. And we have invaders and strange people and effectively aliens from another planet trying to rip that all away from us. We can't let that happen because of how much blood and tears have been shed to give that to us.
Yeah, that's why you hear white privilege as if, you know, the towns in Massachusetts just sprung up from the earth. Now, people fought and died and really had to struggle to create the civilization that we have. And if you really appreciate it, then you want to uphold the things that created it. More with Dan Lyman on the other side. Final segment of American Journal when we get back.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God. And the noose is only going to tie it around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it. And on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work. They're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ or the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep earth crystal iodine in X2. These are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars, so you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. Get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off the sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest that's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Our folks. Welcome back. Final segment of American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. My guest, Dan Lyman. You can follow him on Twitter at Citizen Analyst, and we'll be going to your calls, Mike in Idaho, Nick in California, in just a second. But I'm getting some late breaking news here out of Washington, D.C. A hearing has been scheduled for next Monday on H.R. 51. That is the bill to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state of the USA. So explicitly disallowed by the Constitution is making Washington, D.C. a state. Not a particular surprise, though, is it, Dan, that the Democrats are now attempting to make D.C. the 51st state of the Union to essentially guarantee them electoral victory from here on out. Any comments on this?
Sure. I mean, they told us they were going to do it beforehand, and they're going full steam ahead. This is what people who know how to wield power, how they wield it. And we've figured out that Republicans, for whatever reason, probably because they're spineless losers, they don't know how to wield power, and they choose not to. And unfortunately, that's part of the reason why only so much of the Trump agenda that we voted for was able to be implemented during his time in office, because at one time it should have been very simple. He should have been able to ram through everything that we wanted, and they chose not to, and they chose to fight him every step of the way. The wall could have been built in the first year or two. Everything else could have been put into place, but the establishment GOP derailed Trump and the America First agenda, which is pretty blackpilling. You have to wonder if there's any hope for the future at all. If we couldn't get it done then, because we have so many people working against us. But the Democrats are giving us a masterclass on what to do with power when you have it.
Yeah, wield it unflinchingly. That's exactly right. And then another breaking headline here. Germany becomes the 11th country to suspend the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine due to reports of blood clots. How is it, Dan, that 11 countries in Europe have now suspended the use of AstraZeneca vaccine, and still in America, even questioning the vaccine is considered heresy, blasphemy of the highest order? Is this a consequence? Because as much as, you know, Europe, I got my opinions about their political system, and let me tell you, they're not exactly favorable. But at the end of the day, there is something admirable about the ability of the European politicians, or their willingness rather, to protect their people against things like this, like poisoning through the AstraZeneca vaccine, or preventing GMO crops from taking over in Europe, places where America has totally failed. Europe still, at least in some part, seems to protect its citizens from being poisoned by massive corporations. Have you noticed that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've lived in Europe for a while now. I lived in Iceland previously and got to experience the government system there a bit. And Switzerland is completely different than the United States and Iceland. And they do certain things they do really well. In Switzerland, I would say the government is probably more functional than it is in the United States. Mm-hmm. And things seem to be a bit more, they send things down to the local level a bit more. And the way that the United States pretends that it does, the United States is far more powerful at the federal level than Switzerland is. Of course, things have been turned on their head with COVID. We're learning a lot about our governments and how they work at this point. But up until this moment, the Swiss government was, if you want to even like whiff at the word libertarian, maybe just a tiny bit more than the U.S. And Iceland is its own beast as well. But what I've learned is the United States is not as free of a place as people are led to believe that it is, certainly not in the last few decades. And certain things that Europe gets really wrong, the United States gets very well. Of course, the issue of guns, of course, and the Second Amendment, and in certain First Amendment cases. But in general, it's a lot of push and pull. There's a lot of good things that happen in Europe that don't happen in the U.S. and vice versa. So people who think that Europe is such a disaster politically, they're talking about if they're American.
Yeah, that's a very good point. All right, let's go out to the phone calls. Mike in Idaho wants to talk about the slow creep of Chinese subversion. Thanks for calling in, Mike. You are on the air with Dan Lyman.
Hey, guys. Great to be here. If you are listening to Dan Lyman talk about America and you are doubting what he's saying, I encourage you to reconsider. Dan, I think you're 100% on point. People think America is considerably more free than it actually is. And I just don't agree with that position. I'm much more aligned with what you're thinking.
Yeah.
The thing I wanted to bring up too was I was in Vancouver, British Columbia, in about 2016, 2017, and you talked about Appalachia and the degradation of those communities and those people. And it's, if you're paying attention, I think it's very obvious what the agenda is. But in Vancouver, BC, where there's a large Chinese influence now in property ownership, large Chinese influence in politics, so it seems, in the western states of Canada. You know, I was there in 2016, 2017, and it literally watching people walking around in Gastown walk through people that were laid out, strung out on the street, ostensibly from fentanyl. People were overdosing. I talked to the police because I was looking for a safe place to park my vehicle, which didn't fit in the garage because the place looked like a nightmare. And at the time, I had no idea what was going on. Place looked like a nightmare. I pull over some police that were paired up in a car, and I said, "Guys, where can I park my car that's safe?" I'm not joking. They literally looked at me and laughed. They said, "Nowhere. There's nowhere that was safe." This was 2016, 2017 in a first world city, ostensibly in Vancouver, British Columbia. And those people, and I will argue this, is that I'm opining, but those people were being genocided. Genocided for what is my question? And it's all too similar in my mind, or akin to what's happening in Appalachia. It's all too similar and akin to what's happening in other parts of the world where specific populations are being targeted for heroin addiction or opiate addiction.
Yeah.
And this fentanyl thing coming out of China, there's too much evidence in my mind, at least at this point, that this is an orchestrated attempt at subverting these populations, these European populations. Whether they be in Canada, Europe, or America.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Mike from Idaho. Thank you so much for the call. Very good point, Dan. Any comments about this? We're seeing the same sort of subversion across the world of similar populations. Mike asked the question, why? What for? Why are these populations being targeted in the way that they are?
Well, I'll say Mike was tying that to another country, Canada, of course, and connecting that with the U.S. and showing that it's an international issue. And I'll tell you, some of those scenes that you just rolled from Vancouver, they look like scenes that I saw in Melbourne, Australia.
Right.
So you can say this is being played out across the West. It's not even just North America, and it's not just North America and Europe. Also in Australia, very similar scenes. I'm sure we can guess as to what's going on. Very few of those people who are strung out there look Chinese, while the Chinese and the Koreans gobble up Vancouver. I was in Vancouver in 2008, I think, and very very politically not knowledgeable at that time. I was very normie. And I did not know that I was in Canada. I thought that I was in Asia at that time. And it was pretty eye-opening. And that was, 15 years ago or whatever it was. So, yeah, I hear you, Mike. And, and shout out to Idaho. Love Idaho. That's a great state. They're changing that place, too, with immigration and putting people there and Californians flowing in there. So we're watching a mass transfer of populations moving around and really redistricting the United States in many ways.
Yeah. And again, in similar ways, we're discussing Europe, and you may not like socialism, but at least, there are things that they do in Europe to protect their own populations. Hey, say what you want about Chinese communists. And we say plenty here on this show about, how bad that system is. At least they protect their people. You'll never see a Chinese city overrun with Americans and Chinese citizens strung out on the sidewalk. We have time for a very quick call. Nick from California. You only have about 30 seconds because we got to get the response from Dan Lyman. But Nick from California, you are on the air.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. So I live an hour north of San Francisco in the same situation, just like what Mike just said. And we got tent villages now. They're not just camps. They're villages with structures. And, it's crazy because outside of UC Berkeley on the highway, they're all over the overpass and on the freeway, on ramps. And, and San Francisco is a perfect metaphor for the situation. You got multi-million dollar buildings and restaurants, and then around the corner are literally tent villages, and they have these harm reduction centers, which basically enable people to use.
And it's totally bankrupting the city, and then we're bailing them out with federal money. We're seeing this now crop up in Austin immediately after they, allow the homeless camping anywhere in the city. So it's not a consequence of a natural progression of this is just the modern world. No, these are specific progressive policies. Your final comments, Dan?
Sure. You're seeing that in Miami. I was just in Miami recently. You have opulence wealth right on the water, Miami Beach, South Beach. And then right next to that, you have the homeless and these encampments. And you have that in Washington, D.C., New York City, Chicago, when the weather is nice enough, Minneapolis. So what we can say is there is a pattern. It has formed. The rot is from within. It is very, very deep. And it's spiritual at its base, but it's also economic, it's political, it's, I mean, you name it, it is all manner of factors that have contributed to the rot of American cities. And, you know, when I come back to the United States, it makes me sadder and sadder every time, unless I'm out in the country or I'm out in a, you know, way out there in a rural area where it's quiet and nice and natural. When I see these cities, it really breaks my heart. And it's very unfortunate because the United States is going backwards at this point.
Yeah, it's truly heartbreaking. But hopefully we're waking some people up and making some progress in the opposite direction. Thanks so much, Dan Lyman. Follow him on Twitter at Citizen Analyst. That does it for us here at American Journal. Stay tuned for the Alex Jones Show.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.